Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and you've just walked into the coolest and coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today became husband and wife in 2012, and shortly after tying the knot, they quit their jobs and decided to do music full-time. In the meantime, their combined creativity shines through in many different ways. Their latest release is self-titled. Please give a warm welcome all the way from North Carolina, Lowland Hum.
Sister walks the waste wind.
Never found a way in. Hunger and thirst, pale face curses, fell from full lips again. Soul that's not fainting. Who has a soul that's not fainting? Who has a soul that's not faint? Use your voice, use your voice. Use your voice, use your voice.
Up shop in a blackout,
huddled in the dark corners. She hates the word of healing, spinning on wisdom. So now it's hard. Shatter the bars of iron. Use your voice, use your voice. Use your voice, use your voice. Use your voice, use your voice. Use your voice.
With a rear inclined and her aching eyelids, her little neck so tender. The echo came back with a different timbre,
an octave remembered,
a substance delivered. A city to dwell in.
Use your voice, use your voice. Use your voice, use your voice. Use your voice, use your voice. Use your voice.
Duo on our stage call themselves Lowland Hum. They come to us from North Carolina on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Welcome to Daniel and Lauren Goins. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
We're very glad to be here.
Yeah.
And you're making a a pass through the Midwest, a couple of weeks, I understand, from the East Coast.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
And then you head back to beautiful North Carolina. Whereabouts in North Carolina do you call home?
Well, we are from Greensboro, and we've kind of started our operation there, and we recently relocated to Charlottesville, Virginia, actually. But we just aren't from there yet. You know what I mean?
I suppose, yeah. So why did you make the move out of North Carolina?
So we were offered a 9-month residency, a place to work, kind of a shared workspace with some other visual artists, and we thought it would be interesting to kind of have coworkers because we're always on the road and it's an isolating sort of way to live. So we just decided we'd try it out.
That's a new venture. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Okay. We're going to listen to your music. You've got a lot of artistry going on between the two of you. We want to talk about how this group started a little bit later. But first of all, let's explain. You've got songbooks that you've passed out to everyone here at the all the tables at the Java House, and they have your lyrics in them. So how do we use those so that we know?
They have all the songs that we perform in them, and they're just numbered. Rather than having page numbers, all the songs have their own number, and so before we play a song, we'll just say what number it is. Some people think, oh, now we can sing along. If they want to, they can try, but it might be hard if they've never heard the music before.
Yeah.
It's mostly just to give people another way to connect with the lyrics by reading along or whatever.
And the books aren't for keeps. We need to say that. Maybe you already said that.
I didn't.
Do you get them back occasionally with doodles on them?
Sometimes, yes.
Somebody drew us both on the cover of one.
A lovely portrait.
And you kept that one.
Yeah, we put that one. We took it out of rotation. So.
Okay. Don't take them. You may leave artwork, I guess. Lowland Hum is with us. Let's go back to music. We'll talk a little bit later, but it's ours mainly about music, and feel free to chip in any of your songwriting inspirations, road stories. I imagine you have plenty. So let's go back to music here on Java Blend with Lowland Hum.
This next song is called Odell, and it's from our most recent album. It's number 24 in the books, and it's inspired by a painting that was a portrait of the artist's mother, and it's written from her perspective of what it would be like to have your child portray you. I bathe in light and watch the steam. Milky porcelain, it is not me, my pressed down soul. Oh,
why green lungs that breathe outside my door, my pressed down soul, my pressed down soul.
So we do have quite a lot of road stories. We've spent, the majority of our married life traveling, singing for people, most every weekend of the whole year for the last 4 years about. And so one thing that I sometimes do is try to sing an anecdote that's recently happened to us. So I think I'll just tell you one a recent occurrence that happened, but I'll do so in song. So,
well, about 2 weeks ago, we were playing in New York City, and we were driving there. So with our van and trailer, we tried to pass into the Holland Tunnel. But a policeman waved me down. He said, "No trailers in the Holland Tunnel. I need you to go left across all the lanes and turn left and right and left and right, and then take another right and left and find your way to the Lincoln Tunnel." So I tried to follow instructions, and I went around to the left and the right and the left and the left and right and the left and the right. And the next thing I saw was a sign. I said, "Welcome to the Holland Tunnel." And the policeman waved me down. He yelled out, "You're killing me, man. If I see you again, I'm gonna give you a ticket." So eventually we found our way, but not until we paid about $58 in tolls.
All of that was true. Happened a couple weeks ago. And he did say, "You're killing me, man."
He waved me down from way across the thing and was like,
"You're killing me, man."
You know, he looked at me with betrayal in his eyes. Yeah. Like I'd betrayed him by returning again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this next song is actually not in the lyric books because we didn't write it. Yeah. It's a cover, is what I mean.
Got a dungeon master's guide. I've got a 12-sided die. I've got kitty pride and Nightcrawler too, waiting there for me. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I've got posters on the wall. Favorite rock group, Kiss. I've got Ace Frehley. I've got Peter Criss waiting there for me. Yes, I do. I do. See you.
songs. I write these stupid words, and I love everyone waiting there for me. Yes, I do. In the garage, I feel safe. No cares about my ways. In the garage where I belong, no one hears me sing this song. In the garage I feel safe. No one laughs about my
The Jazz Department is back, overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we have Lowland Hum with us this week for the first time on our stage. A couple from North Carolina, recently transplanted at least for some amount of time to Virginia, you said, right, Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Charlottesville, Virginia.
And Daniel Goins and Lauren Goins here. They've been married since 2012, and as they shared, most of the last 4 years have been on the road, playing most every weekend wherever they may be. I wonder if you have lessons you've learned in that amount of time, Lauren, that you can say, do this, don't do that, make sure this happens?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, we've learned a lot of lessons, so I'm just trying to think of what something we could share.
Something practical, like what about the
bring a cooler?
Yeah.
Bring a cooler. You can eat what you would rather eat that's better for you than what you might find along the highway. Save money. Other tips. Wear comfortable clothes when you have to be in the car for a long time.
Yeah.
Get into podcasts.
Yes.
Get into podcasts.
Find
what specific podcasts do you...
So we now listen to tons, but we started with mostly NPR podcasts like This American Life and Radiolab.
Serial.
Serial, of course.
And yeah.
There are these two guys, Josh and Chuck. Their podcast is called Stuff You Should Know. And so they just talk about different topics every week. And so you kind of feel like they're your friends after a while, and you learn like sort of a cursory knowledge of a million things. So they have probably 700 of those.
Mm-hmm.
We now listen to 99% Invisible and
The Illusionist.
The Illusionist. For all you English majors out there. I mean, it's kind of endless.
Yeah.
Okay. There are a few tips. Thank you for those. Lowland Hum is the title, the name of their duo, and you can find them on the web under that name, lowlandhum.com, for CDs. Their latest album is self-titled, and also for your tour schedule, I imagine.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Okay, let's go back to music. What do you think? These mostly off your LP here, your album?
A lot of them. We have two full-length records. This next song is from the first one, so the debut. And it's called Pocket Knife.
I said LP, actually. That's an outdated word. But you are putting this out in vinyl, actually.
We are. You're right.
Yes.
We just found out that all of the music we've made so far is going to be released on vinyl in 2016. So we're really excited about that.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go back to music. Lowland Hum with us.
This next song is called Pocket Knife, and it's number 14 in the books. And on one of our first tours together, we got booked I think accidentally, at all heavy metal and hardcore venues in the state of Florida, and it was really not a good fit, as you might imagine. Daniel likes to say that the people at those venues really were not feeling it, and I think that's accurate.
They were not resonating with what we were doing.
Yeah, it was not.
What I mean is what we were doing was not resonating with them.
Yes, yes, yes. But this next song, for whatever reason, they hated the least of all of our material, and so at those shows we played them back to back, played this song back to back twice in a row, just to try to alleviate the tension in the room temporarily. So
we'll play it for you one time, of course, today. So here it goes. Short song, so it wasn't too weird to play it twice in a row back when we did that. This next song is from our most recent release, and it's called Olivia.
Fist in pocket, hand in hand, utilitarian grip.
Backs weighed down, heavy laden. Saturday breakfast sitting inside them. Off they go to win the day. It's in special shoes, stronger than the rain. Olivia, here we are. I want to have a good time with you. Oh, spread out a smile across your face. Want to have a good time. Slotted spoon in hand to pull. Sleepy seeds out one by one. Hazy August day, don't let it sink away. Open window, shrill cicadas, like grinding metal, heat radiator. books on the wall. Get your body in the water before it turns fall. Spread a smile across your face. Wanna have a good time with you, Olivia. Here we are. Wanna have a good time with you. Oh, spread a smile across your face. Wanna have a good time with you.
This next song is called Rolling and Rolling. It's number 33 in the books, and it contains vignettes from Daniel's childhood. Actually, I think we wrote this song not that long after our last time in Iowa City. Fun little tidbit.
That's right. So you influenced this.
Each of you here, and those of you listening.
Riding my bike, pushing as hard as I can, blowing off steam and energy I don't understand. My friend Charles has an older brother. They lived down the street. He slipped us a magazine. I felt big, but I looked through squinted eyes. My mom found us on the trampoline.
Of the softest sand, perched in caves, looking at water, the color of jewels, held my breath and beauty too. As close as I do, a box full of fuses. Of a Ferris wheel, take me to my main room.
This next song is about our first year of marriage. It's called Year One, and it's actually not in the books, but I thought we should play it because it's a song about us kind of getting our bearings as a married couple, but also as people traveling and trying to care about each other and trying to not diminish the other by our constant presence, if that makes sense. So here it is, Year One. I've got a lover.
like a mirror, and it shows. She's not a lily or a swan, and what she plants grows.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
Most of the way through the hour, but we still have quite a bit left, actually, with Lowland Hum on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and as usual, we're at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. You can find us here most Friday afternoons of the year, recording music of artists from Iowa, also from across the country. In today's case, from North Carolina, Lauren and Daniel Goins with us. They call themselves Lowland Hum, and they've been around for a few years traversing this country, now on a Midwest tour. We've caught them here. And if you'd like to find out more about Java Blend's broadcasts and our events, simply go to iowapublicradio.org. Listening to you and your beautiful harmonies, your original music, you remind me a bit of the Weepies.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Really? And do you know the Weepies actually live here in Iowa City?
Oh,
no,
really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Deb Talon and Steve Tannen, they've been on this stage with you, or cool. The same stage you are. I suppose their spirit, a little bit of it, is still there.
You feel it. Still in there.
Do you still
the harmonies are...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, they have beautiful harmonies.
Yeah.
That's an honor to be compared to them. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so do you. I wanted to mention the visual here. You're standing on, I have to believe, creations of your own. They're boxes. They are, when you look at them closely, they are like stomping boxes. They are like large tambourines.
Yes, that's well said. We call them tambourine boxes. I love wooden tambourines. And whenever I produce songs for I produce our records, but also for other bands, everything I ever produce always has a wooden tambourine on it. Not on purpose. I'll just think, I think this is almost done, but you know what it could use? Wooden tambourine every time. So when we started touring as a duo, we would go to certain stages, and when we stomped, it would be silent, or it wouldn't sound good.
Concrete or carpeted.
So I thought, what if we had giant wooden tambourines that we could stand on, and then we could have a consistent stomp.
Whoa,
nice.
Jinx.
Marriage.
That's thinking
exactly.
Out of the box.
Nice. Puns. Very punny.
Well, we've got everybody revved up. We have to hear what a wooden tambourine or a tambourine box sounds like. Give us some of that.
Okay, here it is.
Okay,
there
it's like
go.
River dance.
It is, except much less complicated.
Yeah.
we met a guy from New York who does kind of...
he called it rhythmic dancing.
Rhythmic dancing.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh man, he went to town on it. And I was like, maybe one day I'll be on your level. But
want to get back to music, but I want to talk, Lauren, your background is in visual artist, in visual art. And you chipped that in here. We see on the some of the items you've brought here. What do you like to work in aside from music?
Oh, well, I mean, I think since we've started doing music, the main things I get to work on are our album covers, but I've done some video stuff for us as well using public domain kind of imagery. And we released an album, an EP, last year, and it's the cover art is a cyanotype, which is an alternative photographic process, so that was something I enjoyed experimenting with. It involves light-sensitive chemicals that form a really bright blue color, really beautiful blue. So there's that.
And I'll brag on Lauren. She won't say this, but she's made 5 or 6 music videos for our songs. And So what she does is she goes to these archives that are public domain, and she'll get all this footage and combine it in these ways as kind of a visual companion for the songs. And I have nothing to do with the videos at all, so I can just say I think they're really beautiful and interesting.
They are. I have checked out your website, lowlandhum.com, and I have seen not all of them, not six of them. I've seen a couple of them.
So, I whenever she's coming up with one, I'm just like, can't wait to see what happens and how she uses these images. These archives are really personal footage. When a lot of this footage was taken, nobody's imagining, oh, one day everyone will be filming everyone else with their phones. They're thinking, this is just for my family. And then their family chooses to share those images kind of for historical purposes. So you're kind of like seeing someone's visual diary. It's really striking. I mean, it's amazing stuff. So anyway.
Yeah. The hour is getting away from us. Let's go back to music before it does end. We want to hear some more. What do you got for us next?
We've got two more songs. This next song is called Night Driving, and it is kind of self-explanatory. A lot of the songs on our new record, our hope was to kind of open up experiences from the road and invite the listener into that with us. So this is something we do very often. Pretty much every week we're driving late into the night. So here it is.
This is a song kind of describing the headspace of being alone on the road in the dark.
Oh,
I want to jump in here. The Lowland Hum is with us this hour. Going to have a couple more tunes for us, Daniel and Lauren. Before they do, I want to thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Mitch McAndrew, assistant producer. I want to ask our guests, Lauren and Daniel Goins, where are you Goins from here? We were on DePons before.
Love it.
I'm sure someone's done that with your name before, right?
Yeah.
So my sister and her husband love puns, and Lauren's maiden name is Plank.
Yeah.
And so when I was getting to know Lauren, they would text me these puns during every date. I mean, every single time her and I were hanging out.
Plank puns.
Anyway,
they're
oh, plank you very much, or, you know, when you have a cold, do you need a plank or chip, stuff like that. I mean, it's not great, but...
But what puns are great?
Yeah, anyway, where are we going next? Where are we going next?
In the broader sense.
Yes, yeah, so we're in between tours. We're writing for our next record, and that's incredibly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And because we collaborate on everything, it's just really interesting to try to express things, you know, two perspectives trying to say, you know, trying to come up with finished songs together is really wonderful, and there's lots of tension involved, but working that out, I think, brings us closer than anything else. So doing that, and then we're playing kind of through the end of the year, mostly East Coast stuff after we get back from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Watching the two of you work together, you said tension. Sometimes I can't believe tension. You have harmonies in your voice, but there is some tension at times over music.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it revolves chiefly around what types of things in the music. Could you say, Lauren?
Usually if we're writing, it's because I'm not being tactful in expressing that I would rather do something other than what Daniel is suggesting with a song. I'm learning how to communicate gently and kindly.
So he is the subtler of the two.
He's the better communicator of the two, I think.
I don't know if that's true, but I'd say more things. So I have a lot. There are a lot more words that are happening with me. So maybe that somehow softens the blow. But I think the tension also, because I express so much out loud. Sometimes Lauren just will say something very direct. Because I think if she doesn't, maybe I'll fill up all the space. So it's been a really it's very humbling to write together, and very, I think, very good for our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting. Okay, we look forward to having you back when you pass through the Midwest again sometime. Lowland Hum. Find out more at their website, lowlandhum.com, and take us out with a little bit of music to finish up the hour. It's been really extraordinary to have you with us. Do come back to Iowa to enjoy our fall colors or our spring greenery, I guess.
Yes, we will. And okay. Before you go back there, isn't this a sort of like a recognized literary city?
Yes,
well?
It is. It is a UNESCO literary city, one of a handful of cities in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... I can feel it.
You're actually, after this, you need to pack up because you're actually less than a block away from the Iowa City Public Library, which is a beautiful public library.
And oh, wow.
I think they have a few plaques dedicated to what you just mentioned about the literary.
Nice.
And if you walk along the pedestrian mall there, out there too, you'll see the writers that come from or taught here or were taught here.
Wonderful.
Great.
So,
well, thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you. Let's hear our appreciation for Lowland Hum one more time.
Thank you for listening so kindly. We know that everybody in here has thoughts as important or more so than ours, so we appreciate you listening.
Mm-hmm.
This next song is called War Is Over.
It's number 9 in the books.
Well, war is over.
solid ground. The time will come for silence to be found. The crippling walls once mighty crumble down. The wonder of the world no longer drown. Blessing is the morning stranger
This last song is called How Long?
It's number 19 in the books. Those of you that are using books, if you'll just leave them where they are or take them to the merch table, that would be great. Thank you so much for having us. This has been really nice.
My bones ache.